Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Sometimes Lead SA is about the big projects and the big goals, like climbing a mountain 100 times in a year. But sometimes it's about one person reaching out to make a difference in the life of one other person. And that's the kind of story that we have for you next. And it's one man who reached out to us saying, I have here somebody who is in desperate need of help, and I think you might be the people who can help. And that man was Antonio Vasconcelos, and I really want to salute him for contacting us about a little girl named Tiana, who suffers from a health condition which has a serious impact on her life and makes her dependent on life-saving and life-changing medical equipment. But some of that specialist equipment was stolen from her parents' cars earlier this month, and it's left the family in a predicament. To tell us more, I have on the line Tiana's mom, Alta Smith. Alta, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, thanks so much for you guys. I really appreciate
it. It's our pleasure. Alta, tell us a little bit about Tiana.
Tiana's actually a miracle child. She was born, and when she was born, she was diagnosed with a very rare lung condition and given 8 weeks to live. Oh. And it took her home at 4.5 months on full life support and slowly managed to get her off the lung machines. 18 months old, she had cancer, and so she's a cancer survivor. And at the age of 8, she was diagnosed with a rare heart disease. And she's on permanent oxygen, sleeps on a lung machine. And yes, so that is basically her story, short and sweet.
She's had a very, very tough time. How old is she today, Alta?
She's 11.
She's 11 years old. Okay. Yes. I've seen some photographs of a wonderful girl, full of life, full of smiles and full of joy, but obviously facing massive health challenges. And Alta, part of keeping her alive all of these years and keeping her comfortable and able to have a life has been dependent on medical equipment. Tell us what happened in the early hours of the morning earlier this month.
Well, the thing is, our cars are both equipped because Tiana's... Because she's on permanent life support, she can't go without oxygen for more than 45 seconds at a time. So when we do travel with her, our cars are equipped with inverters, and we plug in the oxygen concentrator into the inverter. And I can't remember which day it was actually, but early the morning, when we went out to take the cars out so my husband could go to work, we'd seen that they'd smashed all our windows. And out of my car, they had cut the inverter out of the car. Oh. But, yeah.
Okay. I mean, Alta, talk to us about the impact of that theft, because they might have thought they were taking something they could steal and sell for a little bit of money. But for your daughter, it means that she's effectively stuck inside your house, doesn't it?
I think that they kind of thought they were probably getting an amp or something, because it looks very similar to an amplifier. Mm. And basically now we just do short distances, like this morning to the doctors and back, but it's basically traveling with about 5 or 6 oxygen bottles in the car. And with traveling with an oxygen bottle, she doesn't have free flow oxygen, so she only gets oxygen when she breathes, so she really has to work hard for her oxygen. Whereas on the machine, she gets free flow and it just pumps it into the lungs. Mm. So she's basically homebound at the moment. Like I said, this morning was an exception going to the doctors and stuff. So, okay. Yeah, it has made quite an impact on her.
Now, Alta, what sort of cost are we talking about to replace these inverters?
The cost that we got from the company that does them, because they specialize medical inverters, was 4,000 Rand, and my windows I've replaced, so it's just my husband's windows now, which is a cost of 1,800.
So you're looking to try and raise 6,000 Rand to be able to get Tiana back on the road, as it were, and mobile again, to be able to get to enjoy things that 11-year-old girls enjoy doing?
It's possible, yeah, because Tiana's basically, her motto is to thrive, not to survive, and so we give her the best and fullest life she possibly can. So, yeah, she loves the beach and she loves to go to the animal shelters at Fallen Angels. And she helps out there. And also we do what we call a journey of faith, hope and inspiration. We go out and talk to people and inspire them and give them hope. So we would like to carry on with what we do, and also to give Tiana a life outside of the house.
Mm. Well, I'm hoping that Cape Talk listeners hearing the story today either have connections in the medical industry who can help source equipment for you or help cover those costs to get you all back on the road. Alta, we've got your contact details. Is there anything like a Facebook page if anybody wants to reach out to you to help that they can connect with you?
My Facebook page is Alta Smith, but Tiana also has a Facebook page called Tiana Lee Lung Foundation. Because we've started a foundation for both Tiana and for other children. So being the other children who are also suffering with rare lung diseases who are on permanent life support. So we have the account in the foundation's name. Okay. And like I told Tony, I don't have access to that account. It's all run professionally with accountants. So, if they just go on to the Tiana Lee Lung Foundation, I haven't updated for a while because I was out the country, but they'll get the photos and everything there of Tiana.
Alta Smith, we really hope that that does happen. Thank you for chatting to us today, and our best wishes to you and the family, and particularly to young Tiana. So if you're looking on Facebook, Tiana Lee, it's spelled TIANA-LEIGH. Tiana Lee Lung Foundation is where you can connect with Alta if you'd like to try and make a difference in the life of this young lady. I hope that those thieves didn't have any idea what they were stealing and don't realize, but maybe I hope they might be listening and hear this and realize the impact of what they've done, that it's more than just money in their hands, that they've made a profoundly negative, life-changing impact on this young girl that we'd like to help get reversed.